Okay, we're on. Mitzvah Nun Gimel. Mitzvah Nun Gimel, 53. Mitzvahs Bezdin Ladun Benizke Habor. The next mitzvah, again, on Bezdin, to judge Bor, as we continue. Baba Kama, Shor, we had already. At least part of Shor we had. We had Karen, Tam, and Muad. And yesterday we had what happens if the ox goes and even kills somebody. Today we have the next, Bor. What is the mitzvah? Well, obviously the isser is the person damaging, but the mitzvah is upon Bezdin. Ladun bedini haposeach bor b'makom shu kishalon l'bnei adam. To judge a case where somebody opens up a pit in a place where people could stumble on it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki yiftach ishbar v'chulu. The pasuk says, if you open a pit, if you dig a pit, kamosha kasuv b'parsha. Basically, leaving anything dangerous in an area where people can get hurt. V'lav dafka bar, el afilu siyach ma'ara, not only a pit, even if it's a cave, some type of ditch, v'lo nomar bar, el kadeh l'lamitz. Why does it say bar? Why not doesn't it say cave? L'lamitz, yehebo kadeh l'hamis, t'haynu asar t'vachem. It means a deep pit. But anyway, included in this is the general idea of anything dangerous, creating anything dangerous in a public area. Sharsha Kfar Nechtav, I've already written the Sharsha of this, as he said, by all the mitzvahs, it's to keep a just society. This is another one of those details. Again, this is bar, we think. What does bar come up? Where does shor come up? So my property does damage. But bar, at least we have a chance, not in terms of being a bezdin, but whenever one sees anything dangerous in the street, one's walking down the steps and you see a wrapper on the floor. So pick it up. Barbish is a rabbin, removing a bar. That's part of this, not part of the mitzvah, part of the kiyum of preventing somebody from getting hurt. It's v'yaflo recha kamocha, it's bar. But anytime there's a dangerous item, walking into one's house and leaving something on the floor in the middle of the street, in the middle of the floor in the house. That also is a type of bar. So one has to be careful in terms of this mitzvah. The Gemara in Baba Kama, in first Perek, on Dav Beis and Dav Gimel, categorize each one of these avos nezikin in a certain way. They try to capture the whole av, its essence, in one line. So Shane will learn about there's yesh hanol ezeka, and Karen we had already kavanas lahazik. It has kavana to gore. What's bor? The language of the Gemara is tchilas asiyasan lenezek. They were originally made. They're inherently a damager. Tchilas asiyasan lahazik. This is different than the other ones. Right? The other ones all have a nature about them, but they're not inherently mazikim. Bor is inherently a mazik, and that makes it better and makes it worse. What does that mean? Let's see. The Rashba says in Baba Kama, right over there in Dav Gimel Amud Beis, Mistavrili, Delo Amru Kain Elabinizke Bor Mipnei Shehu Kechiddush. Bor is a chiddush. Why is bor a chiddush? There is no other hezek. There is no other mazik like bor. What are the other mazikin? Let's talk about it. There is esh. Esh moves. There is shor. Other mazikin. But what is unique about bor? Number one, lefishein darko leilich lahazik. Bor doesn't move. So it makes it more kal. I created a bor on the street, but it doesn't move anywhere. It sits there. That's a mazik. Va'od, she'ena shalom. We'll talk about this a little bit later also. A bar, I dig a hole in the street. It's not mine. It's not like my fire that I lit. It's not like my animal that did damage. It's a bar in the street. So it's not mine. V'yafilu hachi. And still, aso akasav kilu shalom. It's considered mine in halacha, as we'll see. Va'od, shahanizik baler shuso shomazik. Tainu chalal abar. You fell into my pit. Why am I responsible? Says the Rashba. That's why, for three reasons, bar seems to be more kal, more lenient than the other avos nezikin. It doesn't move, it's not really mine, and the nizik came to me, and yet the Torah is mechayiv me. That's the chiddush of bar. V'ein on shemidin kazesh, ein l'chabar l'chidusho. Avos shar nezikin, that's what the Rashba says, l'mayin afkamina is more kal, you would not say on shin min hadin. Meaning learning out an onesh based on a kal v'chomer. But that's on the one hand. The Rashba says bar is more kal. But if you think about it, the language of the Gemara tells us that bar is a more chomer. Tchilas asiyos lahezek. It's made as a mazik. If I light a fire in my backyard, that's not inherently a mazik. I could use that for a barbecue. I could use that for anything. But it's not a mazik inherently. My ox is not an inherent mazik. Right? Any of the other mazika, they're not inherently mazikin. Bor, the Gemara defines as tchilas asiyaso lehezek. Some achronim even go one step further, and that is based on a Rambam. The Rambam says, what happens if I dig a pit in my backyard, and then I make my whole backyard hefker? And then somebody falls in. The Rambam says, I am putter. I'm putter. Says the Rambam, in Yud Beis Beis, Echad Achofer Bar Bershus Arabim, O Achofer Bershuso, Upasach Lershus Arabim. If I dig a hole in the street, or I dig a hole in my Bershus, and it's open to the street, Upasach Lershus Chaveiro, or some other way that I'm responsible, how is a Chayiv Ben Zakov? Avalam Hifke Bershuso Uboro. I dug a pit, and then I was mafker my backyard. So, I am not a good guy. I'm not going to get shlishi that Shabbos. But am I going to be Chayiv? Says the Rambam, Hari Zeh Pater. Shenemar Bal Habar Yishalem. Misha Yeshlo Bailim. This bar has no owner. This is a Hefker. Ubitchila Bershus Chafar. What do you mean it doesn't have an owner? But if I dug it in the street, I would be Chayiv. So why is this worse? So explains the Mitzvah Samelach, Rabbi Cement. As we've quoted many times from Chicago. There are two ideas in the Shitas Rambam by Bar. He's saying it to the Rambam. Other Rishonim as well. There's two possibilities. One would be Chayiv for Bar. Number one, he writes this on this mitzvah in Reish Lamed Ches in Nizke Bar. He says, "V'nira lahakdim bir yisod din bar ihavi kashar mazikin the yisod dinam hu demamonu hu shehisik." Is this similar to other mazikin that my property did damage? My animal could do damage. My fire could do damage. My pit could do damage. O Dilma, or me the machayev atorah gam b'chover barber shus arabim. By the fact that the Torah says you're chayev even in the street, and therefore you don't own it, you can't say it's your property that did damage. Memela mavur, you know what you see from here. You know why you're chayev for the creation of the dangerous situation. That's the chiyuv of bar. The creation of David, that's what I'm chayiv. You're right. If nothing happens, that I just did something dangerous and nothing came out of it, so I'm not going to have to pay anybody. But really, the secret of bar is that I'm already chayiv at the moment that I created the mazik. Ela al guf asiyas hatakala hu shechiva alav Torah. V'yat de'ein baze ela grama, even though this is only grama, v'grama v'dizak in pater, and we paskin that grama, nezak ha'ide grama is pater meikar adin, I'm chayiv b'dei shamayim. But bezer is not going to be mechayiv me, mikal makom be'bar chiva Torah, that's the chiddush of bar. So says the mitzvah samelach, that's why you're pater in this Rambam. If I dug a pit in my backyard, and then what did I do? I was mafker my backyard. So I'm a really bad guy. But am I going to be chayiv legally? So for the digging, I did it when it was mine, in my backyard. So I'm pater. For the damage, my property did damage, it's not my property anymore. When I dig it in the street, I'm chayiv for type one. I'm chayiv for the creation of the dangerous situation. Here, when I created it, I was allowed to create it. And when it did damage, it wasn't mine anymore. So even though it seems like a legal loophole, but that's the definition of bar, and therefore Bezdin would not be mechayev you. That is the mitzvah samelech in this regarding bar. Okay, so that's the part of the definition of bar. We'll come back to a similar idea in a couple of minutes. Dineha. So there are many halachas when it comes to bar. A couple of prakim in the middle of Baba Kama discuss it. Kogon Masha Amru Shor Velo Adam Chamor Velo Kalim. The Gemara darshins that oxen, if an ox falls into my pit and dies, I have to pay. But if a person falls in, I'm putter. Look at the Minchas Chinuch. He quotes that halach in Os Tes. Turn over the page. Minchas Chinuch says, V'dafka al behemo bali chayim chayim alabar. If animals fall into my pit, I'm going to be chayim. Avalim naflu kalim v'shar dvarim she'ena bali chayim. If kalim fall in, putter balabar. Bar's going to be putter. D'gzeris akasav chamor v'lo kalim d'bar putter minizke kalim. Number one, v'im adam nafal abar, but if a person falls in, imeis pater balabar. Balabar is pater. Avalim huza chaya balabar. This is a special din by bar. By every one of the avos nezikin, and we're going to have to come back to this, there are unique halachos that apply to each. Shein and regel, as we'll talk about when we get to that mitzvah, there's p'tur rishus harabim. When it comes to eish, there's a p'tur of tamun. If something was hidden in a haystack, you're going to be pater if the fire burns it down. Or here, bar, it's pater for Adam and Caleb. Are all of these gzeres akasavs purely? There's no rhyme or reason. The Torah says this. We learn it out. Are there svaras at all for any of these? So by each one, you have to talk about it. Is there a svar? So for this one, a number of the mafarshim give the same svar. Why is a person, if I dig a pit in the street, Rahman al-Islam, and somebody falls in and dies, I'm pater? Why am I pater? So the Shita Mukubet says, in the world of the Rishonim, and the Meshachachma, in the world of the Achronim, all say the same idea. And that is, it's his fault he fell in. By an animal is a lav bar das. We spoke about that yesterday, what animals have das or not, in terms of punishing them for killing a person. So yes, that was a discussion that we had yesterday. But, says the Shibu Kubetzes, a person has das. So a person has to watch out where they're going. So, says the Vade Nireh, this is Shita Mekubetzos on page 36 in Baba Kama. Shekachu ha'inyin, bor patar mamisas adam, why? Mishum dahavi leili iyune. It's their fault. They should have had their eyes open. V'chayiv benizkei adam. If I fall in and I get hurt, I might be chayiv. But if it's so deep that a person would die in it, so the person should have realized. There's a manhole cover that's missing. If it's not such a big pit, I'm not going to be so careful. What's the worst that could happen? I'll hurt myself. Okay, I'll hurt myself. But if it's so deep that a person might die, so people don't go near open manhole covers. They don't. Let's say there's a police line, do not cross. That's already protected. But even if not, if people know that there is a large pit, so therefore a deep pit, then a person won't go near there. And if they do, it's their fault. That's in the world of the Rishonim. But if you look in the Achronim, the same idea is said. I gave the Torah Tzmima and the Meshech Chachma both say it. Says the Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha, on this pasuk. Who it sharvelo adam chamer velo kalim? Who inyan muskal? Makes sense. This isn't some xeris akasif. You're going to be chayev for adam or pata for adam. Mishum to adam ben das lishmar atzmo mi barshi yishpoke de lahamis. Right, lamada v'doma. Not the exact same case. If somebody comes into my property and gets hurt on something of mine, I'm responsible for that. It's their fault. Not my fault. It's their fault. So here too, if it's so deep and you have a brain, you have das, so it's your fault if a person fell in so deeply. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of Bidinei Shamayim. But Meikar Adin, the Kalim Echbo Amal Takala. Kalim had a gay Kalim get him. Hastam Kalim Dlav Hefker Ninu Baalei Mishamron. A Kli also. Why are you putter for Kalim? Because Kalim don't have legs of their own. People will put them in there or are supposed to guard them. Animals, they just walk around. That's why I'm going to be chayiv for animals. Lo kein baalei chayim, the darken lahaloch, the ein bohen das lishmar atzman, and they don't have das to guard themselves. Ubechalzos sharpikim. Okay, that's what he says. He says, and I really like what the Yerushalmi says. Ubeemes mitzara svar mechubet fei b'chidas Yerushalmi. We don't hold like the Yerushalmi, says the Meshech Chachma. But I really like what the Yerushalmi says. What does the Yerushalmi say? If you have a bore that's 10 tefachim deep, that it's deep enough lahamis, then there's even a patur nizke adam. Even if a person gets damaged, we all that know, a person is a bar, you always chai for nizke adam, and you're putter for misas adam. But the Rishalmi says, once it's deep enough to kill, you're totally putter. Says the Meshech Chachma, that fits into my svara. Because if it's so deep, people stay away. If it's so deep. And therefore, you should be totally putter, but he acknowledges that that is not exactly the halacha according to the Bavli. And again, it's the Torah Tamim as well, says it as well. V'itachin lomar mishum de nefila sheish ba kadeh lohamis, hi nefila chazaka ba'arak ba'ashmas hanofel. Shalom nizaru, ba'li de hechaz hachadas kazeh, it's his fault. Hu garam la'atzmo nefila so. Right, even though it's you might say, he's not a great tzaddik for digging this pit, but it shouldn't be specifically chayif. Okay, that's a svara for one of the pturim of bar. Continuing, chofer bar b'shursov, hefker b'shursov alo baro, all the halachas if you dig a pit, and then you're mafker it. Skipping a few lines, if it's next to the edge of your property, the chulu, turning the page, fourth line, dinamagala bar. Let's say I didn't create it, but I just uncovered it. That's just like creating it in halacha. I don't have to actually dig it. Again, like we said before, it's the creation of the dangerous situation. If I left a knife on the street, that is bar b'rishus harabim. If I leave a dangerous item in the street, if I leave a knapsack in the middle of the street, let's say somebody throws something in the garbage, it falls out of the garbage. We tell our children, pick it up, not only because you shouldn't litter, but because if somebody's going to trip on it, it's a barber shows a rabbin. Just created a mazik. And if there's a dangerous situation. And all those cases come up many times. Okay, the end of the chinuch says in the end of the paragraph, the yeser pratem of uvarim v'perek shlishi v'chamishi mikamu mibasra. It's discussed in Baba Kama and in Baba Basra. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Yud Ches notes that unlike some of the other cases of Nezek, where the chinuch said this doesn't apply bizman hazeh, because one needs smuchin, one needs special dayanim who got smicha going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, umi delo kasav arava machaber kedarko dein noigel b'smuchin. But the fact that the chinuch did not say that here nireh desvirolei, it appears that he holds deniz kebar donim b'chutz laretz. You don't need smuchin for bar. You have to go through each one. What's called a knas, what's not? I mean, we had the discussion a couple of days ago. But he says, it seems that the chinuch doesn't hold that way. And the turn of the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, that we are done bor bizmanazeh. Ayin choshe mishpat, v'chulu, that you're not done in, but that's what he says. I'll give you a fascinating example of bor. We think bor is only in Baba Kama, only on the shelf in the Sefer. Rav Shlomo Zalman. Another great Rav Shlomo Zalman story. Remember, we had the story about Mila. You saw the buildings. Here's another one. Somebody once came to Rav Shlomo Zalman with the following shaila. This story is quoted in Rav Nevin Zal's Sefer on Yom Kippur. In the back, he has 50 pages about Rav Shlomo Zalman, about the biography and shitas. So he quotes this story there on page Reishvav in mine. He says, Shamati mienu pam psak yehudi ben yoni baba kama. First, he quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman, baba kama was his favorite besechta. So when he was younger, he had learned it 60 times. I don't know exactly what he got up to. But he says, Ba'avar lo rachok, there was, in the olden days, says Rav Nevin Zal, when you used to buy salt and sugar and all these other types of items, they didn't come in packages, there were these huge things in the store, and you, just like you buy candies, like you get a spoon and you weigh it, then that's why you buy salt. So, a woman went and on Erev Shabbos and got some, and bought some salt. I'm sorry. Hakone mevakech chatzi kilogram sugar. She wanted sugar. And the mocher gave her a half or whatever of sugar, and she took it home, and she made a whole big dish and cake, whatever it is, and it came out, and lo and behold, it was salt. And the whole thing was ruined. The whole thing was ruined. She had a separate dinner, and she thought it was salt and it was sugar. Right? V'as hisparet, and all that. Hisparet ha'dagim, ha'ugos, va'akugel, and emarin lachila. She used it in all the dishes. You use it in every dish. So, fine, she'll get her money back, but does he have to pay for all the dishes? Does he have to pay for all the food that was ruined? L'chora, so what would we have said? Grumma ben Yizakin. It's grumma, so grumma ben Yizakin is chayev din shemayim, it's patam din yandam. So Bezin can't be mechayev the guy. So that's what we would have said, grumma ben Yizakin. Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's a mefurish gemara. Mefurish Gemara. What kind of Mefurish Gemara? There's no Gemara that talks about salt and sugar. Mezechel Baba Kama. He says a Gemara on Davav and Baba Kama. The Gemara there talks about a case called Bar HaMizgalgel. What if I left a knife in the street and then it got kicked around by some people and went to the other side of the street and then somebody got damaged on it? Am I chayav for that? It's not in the place where I put it. Bar. It's a rolling bar. A Bar HaMizgalgel. The Gemara says you chayav. You learn it out from putting two sources together. Bar HaMizgalgel. Says of Shlomo Zalman, this is a Bar HaMizgalgel. Gotta get the exact details. It was a bar. He gave you something that could cause damage. And so what? That it moved from place to place. It moved from into the different dishes. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "Varav pachas oz misukas bar mezgalgel shachen v'nichayev l'shalim bar kolam achalim." Without getting into the details, but that's what he said. Bar mezgalgel is alive and well in our day. It's not just sitting on the shelf in Maseches Baba Kama. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. Bar Mezgalgel ain't a rock musag v'davavam an aleph b'bava kama elu matzu gam b'chanuso shel chenvoni mishalomed al oso bar ha'asui even chayiv letzayin b'mochel she'oso bar yochel yos asui gam imelach ain't gam hechroch she'abor yamo lo b'rachov v'u b'lechlet yochel likanez ha'baita v'lanuach b'toch ha'uga. So that's a Rav Shlomo Zalman. Yes, there's bor. Bor is even in my kitchen. All right, so it does apply b'zman hazeh according to Rav Shlomo Zalman also. Okay, let's go back to a couple of two other points. In Os Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch discusses what we alluded to before, that one is chayav for a bar even though one does not own a bar. Right, the Gemara says this in two places, in Psachim and in Baba Kama. He quotes it in Os Aleph, right in the middle of that paragraph. Umavur b'shas Baba Kama chavtes, Psachim davav, Sedin of Rabbi Yishmael. Shnei dvarim einon b'rshuso shel adam, v'asan ha'kaz of kilo en b'rshuso. There are two items that a person doesn't really own, but they'd own it enough to be chai of something. One of them we discussed a few weeks ago. What's one? Chametz on Pesach. Can't own Chametz on Pesach. It's Asur Ba'anah. Something's Asur Ba'anah, I don't really own it. So how do you ever violate Ba'al Yerah Ba'al Yematze? Owning Chametz. The answer is, this is an exception to the rule. You don't own it, but you're still chai of. It's connected to you enough. That's number one. For Chametz on Pesach, what's the other exception? Bar B'rishas HaRabim. I dig a bar. How is that mine? It's not mine. And yet you're still chai of. Just like your shor, just like your eish, just like anything of yours. Those are the two exceptions to the rule. Right, there is even a machlokis in Gersos, in Baba Kama Dav Gimel, the Gemara that I quoted before, about Tchilas Asyaso Lahezek, by each of the mazikin, the Gemara says, Umamoncha Ushmirasan Alecha. It's yours and you have to guard it. And our Gersos also says, by Bor, Mamoncha, it's yours. Tchilas Asyaso Lahezek. So Tosus takes out the word Mamoncha. It's not yours. Rabbi Shmuel says it's not yours. It's not your mammon. So Tosfos takes it out, and the Rashba takes it out. The Nemuki Yosef says, no, it's as if it's yours. What might be behind the difference in the Gersos? So this relates to what we said a little bit the beginning of the shiur, but also what we said a few days ago. What is the root of Chiyuv Hezek? When did we mention this? A couple days ago when we spoke about Shar. And that is, am I Chayiv because my property did damage is as if I did damage through my property? Or am I Chayiv because I didn't guard my property? It's called Choser Shmira. And we discussed the case about two paintings, each worth half a million, and I burned one of them, and the other one now is worth a million. Right? So if it's Maisa Hezek, so then I did a Maisa Hezek, but I didn't cause him any loss of money, because now his other painting went up to $1 million. So to here suggests a number of the Achron, and maybe that's what's discussed in this Girsa question, whether you say Bar is Mamoncha. You're right, it's not your Mamoncha, because Rabbi Yishmael, right? It's not yours. But the Chiyuv might be defined as it's still your property, even though it's not legally yours, doing damage. That might be Mamon versus Choser Shmira. If you look one more point, in Os Hay, in the Minchas Chinuch, he discusses, what if I got somebody to dig a bar? I can't dig a bar myself, so somebody else dug a bar for me. Os Hay, bottom of the page. The Shliach dug it. So what's the halacha? The Gemara says, Beferish, that the Mishaleach is not Chayef. The one who said, it's the guy who dug is Chayef. Right? That's the principle of Ein Shliach L'dvar Avera. If I send somebody to do an Avera, he gets the Avera, not me. And he even, the Minchas Chinuch even goes on to quote the discussion of the Mishnah L'melech. What if I send somebody to do an Isser D'Rabbanan? Do we also say Ein Shliach L'dvar Avera? So the Mishnah L'melech brings a Raya from the Rashi on that Gemara, that if you send somebody to dig a pit, Rashi says, because after all, on Nun Gimel Mad Aleph, Rashi says, Isser Kilkul Bereshus HaRabim Hu Rak D'Rabbanan. That's the Mishnah L'melech brings a Raya from their Rashi that Ein Shliach L'dvar Avera even applies to Isser D'Rabbanan. So Minchas Chinuch, among other Achronim, just wonder about that Rashi. To damage something in Bereshus HaRabim is a D'Rabbanan? That's Bor. It should be D'Oraisa. Whether you say Ein Shliach L'dvar Avera by Isser D'Rabbanan or not, that's a separate question. But you can't bring a Raya from this Gemara. This Gemara is talking about Bor. The Isser D'Oraisa of Bor. So it's Sarach Ian on that Rashi. We're not going to answer it now, but just to be familiar with this principle of Ein Shliach L'dvar Avera applies to Bar as it applies to all other Averas. Big difference in Svar is, what's the Svar for Ein Shliach L'dvar Avera? I didn't think that he would listen to me. He should have known better. He should have listened to Hashem. Different nafkaminas, which hopefully we will talk about at a later date. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue tomorrow with Inyane Geneva.